I, for one, the best people I know and have formed great relationships with came from trying times. What's glorious is that whenever I come out of low moments, my friendships are so good and strong and real. The Bible says this, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. This is Shai, and you are listening to my podcast, where I share thoughts, stories, and lessons that encourage and inspire your faith as living with Jesus requires it. Metaphorically means walking on waters, therefore its title. Today is special and not for everyone. The title of this episode is Treasures in the Valley. How you would know if it's for you? If you are currently facing a less ideal or challenging season in your life. So, welcome to the podcast. If you are new around here, basically my thing is to live, love, and look like Jesus. If you think that is not me at all, I don't believe in Jesus. The awesome thing is that this is a wide open space. This is a place to celebrate humanity. I'm just glad that you are here. No matter what you believe about God, we've got way more in common than we don't. We're all human beings trying to figure out this life. So we are going to talk about different stories from real life people and some scenes from the Bible and the dark times that they went through and what and the breakthroughs they had. I divided it into bullet points. Hopefully, looking at these things will help bring light into your situation. And I'm also preaching to myself. This is my first point. The title is Walk. So I first heard this in an action movie, and it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And that's Psalm 23, verse 4. I'm going to quote Chris Valuton. If you don't already know, he's an author and a speaker. Do you feel like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? I know that valley well. I've walked through it in different seasons of life, and I've learned that it's something we're supposed to do just that in. Walk. We're supposed to walk until we're out of it. I repeat, Mr. Valuton, we're supposed to walk until we're out of it. And walk is a forward motion. It didn't say make a bed and start decorating in the valley. It is not a place to settle, make tea, and be cozy and comfortable in. It's not a zip code you label your home address as. You keep going forward, no matter how fast or slow, whatever you can muster in the moment. You have to remember that you have to walk. It's a season you just passed through. Enter my bullet point number 2. In walking out of certain seasons of life, there can be special things that can be birthed out of it. There is a movie titled Unbroken. For those who haven't seen it, it is based on the life of Louis Zamperini, who is a US Olympic track record holder. So war broke out and he then became a prisoner of war in Japan. This was in the 40s. He received more just terrible treatment from the Japanese soldiers at the time because he was the famous one. Eventually, war ended and he was rescued, but even though it ended, because of the trauma, his personal life was deeply affected. Just all around, not good. He became alcoholic, he wasn't a good father and husband. Long story short, in the midst of all that, he found himself in one of Billy Graham's ministries, and because he badly needed help, that pointed to him to knowing Jesus Christ. Healing started from there, he then devoted his life to God. Because of the healing he has found, he wrote a letter to one of his wartime captors, and it was documented. So I'm gonna read this to you guys. Someone did her research. And it goes. To Mutsuhiro Watanabe, as a result of my prisoner war experience under your unwarranted and unreasonable punishment, post-war life became a nightmare. It was not so much due to the pain and suffering as it was the tension of stress and humiliation that caused me to hate with a vengeance. Under your discipline, and my rights not only as a prisoner of war but also as a human being were stripped from me. It was a struggle to maintain enough dignity and hope to live until the war's end. The post-war nightmares caused my life to crumble. Thanks to a confrontation with God through the evangelist Billy Graham, I committed my life to Christ. Love has replaced the hate I had for you. Christ said, "Forgive your enemies and pray for them." As you probably know, I returned to Japan in 1952 and was graciously allowed to address all the Japanese war criminals at Sugamo Prison. I asked then about you and was told that you probably had committed harakiri, which I was sad to hear. At that moment, like the others, I also forgave you, and I would hope that you would also become a Christian. That is intense. Come on, that is forgiveness. I don't know, I just feel so much heart in the letter. Kind of forgiveness that can only come from divine healing and through relationship with Jesus. The kind that cleanses your whole being from any form of grudges. It is then that out of receiving the love of God that you can come to a point that you will not wish anything bad for your enemies. I believe that's something you cannot fabricate or just really hard to do on your own or without God. And Luis Zamperini lived and died at a good old age. Last video I saw of him, he was speaking in front of like a stadium packed with people, and he looked really well and filled with joy and peace. Ben Stewart, a pastor at Passion City Church, says this about him. The world marvels at a man like that. New York Times bestsellers are written about a grace like that. It's a life available to us in Christ. His movie, by the way, earned $163.4 million in box office. But that's not the point. So yours may not be as intense as that, or maybe you may say, you know what, it feels like it, okay? And I, calm down. So no matter the varying degrees of the trial, or no matter how it looks like, I'm believing for everyone that something good can come out of it, something really special. In Acts 17 in the Bible, Apostle Paul said that God has placed us in a certain time in history and geographical location that we will most likely reach out to Him, and at a time where we would most likely need Him. And I think if you look at that at first glance, that's kind of not easy to appreciate. But God is not some manipulative person, scheming and conniving, no. He is holy, so there could be no malice in Him. When you start to consider the reality of heaven or eternal life and see yourself in it, and if you have known the pleasure of being in His presence, I think what beautiful gesture of God towards us that He wanted me to enjoy this, all the best things and be a part of His kingdom and all the beauty and pleasure that He is. And if you're going through a time you don't understand, the place to start is no other than God. For me, I used to think, why can't I just be an ordinary Sunday Christian where life is just good and normal and there are no intense pruning seasons? But when I consider it, I'm so thankful that He cared about me enough that He wasn't just thinking of what's here and now. He wants me to enjoy life after this, to benefit in all He has to offer, and to be near Him, that He allowed challenging times in my life to change me, to call my attention, so that I will look for an answer that will eventually always lead back to Jesus. So, on to bullet number 4. I'm a fan of Friends, the sitcom. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And you know the theme song, right? It talks about being there for you, and then there's a series of like not so awesome days. And the truth is, some of the best people and relationships are the ones that came during a time of challenges or trials. And I, for one, the best people I know and have formed great relationships with came from trying times. What's glorious is that whenever I come out of low moments, my friendships are so good and strong and real. The Bible says this, "A friend love at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." That's Proverbs 17:17. And But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18 verse 24. Can you think of people in your life that you know you have this awesome connection or relationship with because of an experience that you had to go through together, or people who stuck with you? These are the things that become beautiful. So connect when you can and ask for help whenever possible. Okay, so certain seasons also reveal the reality of the religion, philosophy you believe in. This one is a testimony of, again, Chris Valuton. It's from his podcast, War of the Worlds, amazing podcast episode. I leave the links to these, including Zamperini's, in the show notes. Chris said that he came from a broken home. And they were hitting a low point in life when he was a young guy. He was 15 years old. His mom was divorced. Her whole body was covered with psoriasis. And she was sleeping with a shotgun on hand every night because they had a prowler in their house. And it was a terrible experience for him as a young guy. It was a scary time for him. It was a non-religious home. So he doesn't know stuff about God. And he recalls that out of desperation, one night, just as the prowler came out of his window, he was so scared and tense, he just prayed out loud that if there is a God, if you heal my mother, I'll find out who you are and I'll serve you for the rest of my life. And then an audible voice answered, "My name is Jesus Christ and you have what you requested." The next morning, his mom's psoriasis, entire body gone, and his journey started from there. There's a part in the Bible where one of Jesus' closest friends, okay, I'm not 100% sure if they were, but it seems like it. I'm not a Bible expert, but it really feels like they are. So this guy, his name is Lazarus, and he died. And being close friends with Jesus, they were probably expecting he'll hook them up and heal him, have those benefits of being close with the king of all the world. And he let him die. When he arrived on the location, the guy's already on the tomb. But there's this part in the Bible that Jesus said when Lazarus was just sick in John 11 verse 4. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." That could mean many different things. It could be loss of a dream, broken relationship, loss of hope, parts in your life that just feels like there's nothing there anymore. And sometimes through these things, God in His sovereignty allowed situations to happen to you so that He alone will be glorified. So that when He brings things back to life, you will know that it wasn't your own strength, intelligence, or abilities that brought it. It was Him and Him alone. So people will see Him, you will have the privilege to know Him experientially, and all He has to offer that can set you up in the right direction for the rest of your life, if you do depend on Him in times like that. Because if it's just us, we will be proud, we're going to start acting like we don't need God, and that is just not our design. We are built to have a relationship with Him. But also because He is a God of love, He gives us the freedom to choose. Even though we are designed like this, we are still given a choice. So in the end, going back to the story, Jesus raised Lazarus back to life. He said this before He performed the miracle. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" So if you have Jesus, there's no situation that is too empty, too far gone, that He can't resuscitate. I got this short phrase from an interview from a singer-songwriter, Amanda Lindsay Cook. Success to me just looks like a heart that's still beating, but not in a "I'm still here surviving" sort of way. It's actually a knowing that I went through of what felt like a death, and there really is life after death. And life after death feels like love. It feels immense and it feels unthreatenable. It feels like what Jesus came to give us. This is the salvation that I've been singing of as a concept for years. And it feels living and active in my bone structure. It feels like this is feeling alive. So as we end this episode, can I just encourage you that the best people walking around on this earth have survived challenges in life. It shaped them, formed them into really beautiful people. I'm believing with you, you are going to survive this. And when you come out, you become way more beautiful than you came in. If it's not good, it's not the end. And if you trust Jesus, He can bring things back to life because He literally is the life. He will help you. Also, if you're listening and you want to say, Shai, I'd like to become a follower of Jesus. I'd like to accept the forgiveness of Jesus. The Bible says, John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you want to accept the forgiveness that only Jesus offers, I want the transformation that only Jesus offers. You want to go from being spiritually dead to alive through Jesus. You're here on purpose. So if it's you, you can just follow me in this prayer. Dear Jesus, I am praying this prayer because I know that I have done wrong by living without you. I am sorry, and I trust that you will forgive me. I accept your love and grace for me and ask that you would be my Lord. Help me believe in you and love you every day, and help me to show the world what you are like and how great your love is. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed that story. If you like devotional type blog posts, you can go to www.allgodthings.com. If you'd like to follow along on my journey, I am on Instagram. It's @ShandeyCohn. So what I love in this episode is that finding treasures in the valley, being its title, is that it's not just cliches and empty comforting ideas. These are truths that can help give us an anchor when things get tough. And a lot of people, I'm sure, testify how God showed up for them. If He did for them, He can do for us. By the way, if you want to sponsor my episodes, you're free to do so. You can choose whatever best amount you feel you're able to give. You can simply visit my main site, www.anchor.fm/shy-goles. I'll leave the link below, and then you can click the support button. The next episode will be something similar for me for sure. I think you will love it. Thanks for joining me on this 5th episode of the On Waters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, or you can check me out on YouTube. And we look forward to the next episode. Love you guys.